Well, here it goes. I have to admit to start off with that this is strange. I'm not used to trying to talk to or preach to people that I, without looking out at a room or an audience, but we're going to give it a go. I will say as I get started that Robert did get a video set up. I may try to record by video the sermon next week. I opted out of doing that this week. Doug offered also to go up to the church with me and record it on our audio system there. I decided to try to do it on my own, and we'll see how this works. Also, I will say this isn't probably a normal sermon. I was trying this week to think about what to preach and trying to think of something profound to say in the midst of all that's going on. A lot of things are not normal right now, or you wouldn't be listening to me online. But anyway, I wanted to come up with something profound with, the coronavirus and everything else, and I never really came up with that topic or that thing. The other thing I would say, so this, I guess that being said, it's not really a normal sermon. The other thing I would say is I will try to kind of get back to normal sermons in the weeks to come if that's the case. Of course, Easter is approaching, and I plan to, talk about the crucifixion and the resurrection and that meaning for our lives, even in, this kind of time that we're living in right now with all this going on around us. But instead, this morning, instead of doing kind of a traditional sermon, I kept thinking about concerns that I had, and on the other side, things that I'm not concerned about, and things that I think we should be praying for. And so this morning, I just wanted to share some concerns, as well as to share some things that maybe we could be praying about. I say concerns because the Bible says not to worry, so I figured I shouldn't say worries. Concerns may be a better word, but I'm kind of half joking because actually I think you could replace concern with where the Bible says not to worry, and it kind of says the same thing. It says, do not be concerned about your life, what you are to eat or what you are to drink, or your body, what you are to wear. Is not life more than food, or the body more than clothing? And I don't think that Jesus was really talking about worries or concerns in general, but saying we shouldn't be so worried about day-to-day survival that we forget what's most important, the kingdom of God and His righteousness. But I think it's natural for humans to have concern, and so I want to talk about some things I'm concerned about and some things I'm not concerned about. I am concerned about the health, the health situation, the health scare, and that's not personally. I don't think I'm probably one of the people greatest at risk, and my immediate family members are in young and pretty good health. But I do think that if this thing spreads rapidly, it is going to put, people at risk. And you already hear stories coming out of New York Hospital. I saw one quote today that, said this is the, she was at an emergency room in New York, and she said it's the worst she's seen things in 15 years. And what's scary about that is not the situation right now. And New York has the most cases now in the nation. I mean, it's far surpassed Washington or California. But what's scary about that is the worst hasn't come yet. I mean, the way the emergency rooms are being hit now isn't going to be what it's going to be in a few weeks there in New York. So, I do think there's a health scare, and it's a health scare, one part of it. It's not the disease itself. I don't know what the mortality rates are. I've heard different estimates, but a lot of people that are going to hospitals are needing ventilators, and I know some hospitals in like Italy and things like that, they don't have enough ventilators and things. And so if so many people get quick so quickly, we're used to being able to go to the hospital and get the care we need. Well, if hospitals are being overrun, there is a concern. So there's some that think, this is much ado about nothing. I hope they're right. I'm not really there. I think we need to be concerned and pray, as I'll talk about later, people's health and healthcare facilities. On the other side, I'm not concerned about our normal way of life being interrupted for a few weeks or months. If we have to spend a little more time at home, if we can't go out much, I think about myself and you know, if the CTC tennis courts are locked up the next couple months or even longer than that, that's okay. In that sense, life will go back to normal soon enough. If the schools close, if we can't hang out in large groups for a while, if we can't have normal church services for a while, we're going to make it and things will get back to normal. Now, having said that, I do feel for those who live alone or those who live in assisted living or nursing homes who look forward to visitors, and right now they're strongly discouraging or preventing any visitors from coming. And so, you know, I do feel for some people who really are on lockdown, and I understand that's a tough situation to be in. But in general, I'm not concerned about our normal way of life being interrupted for some weeks or some months. I am concerned about our economy, and I don't, you know, if you know me and you know my preaching, I'm not worried about, you know, us being rich or how wealthy we are, things like that, and I'm not really talking about in general or the stock market, but just in the sense of, you know, I look around and businesses being closed down and things like that. I worry about people losing their jobs, or I work with a lot of small businesses, and you know, not only do they have home expenses to pay, but they have business expenses like rent or mortgage and things like that that they have to pay whether they have any customers or not, and they can lose money and they can go broke. And so I guess I worry about individual families. I've been unemployed before, and you know, if you don't have a way to make ends meet, that can be pretty scary. On the other hand, I'm not concerned about being able to find paper towels or toilet paper or even food. I don't think we are going to run out of consumer goods in this country. I think about FDR's famous statement, and when I see what's going on right now, I think there's a lot that applies to that. But he said, you know, his famous words, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." And you know, of course, during the Depression, you had the bank runs and things like that. I think a lot of people, you know, that are buying too much, and are worried. You know, they're letting fear get the best of them. And you know, the other day at work, kind of, this is an aside, but the other day at work, we ran out of paper towels, and my assistant said the paper towels were empty, and she did not know where I had the other paper towels. And I'm like, okay, I'll go get them. So I went back and to get them, and I realized I'm out of paper towels. Now, keep in mind, you've been hearing all last weekend about how, you know, there's no toilet paper, no paper towels in the store, so I came back and I told her, I said, we're out, you know, paper towels. And she said, oh no, we're not going to make it through this. You know, she was joking, but you know, that's it. But I did go the next morning before work, and you know, I found a package of paper towels. I just got one. There weren't that many there, but I got one, and I was okay. But anyway, I wasn't really worried about it to begin with. Had someone else this week come in to pick up a return, and he was talking up front. I overheard him talking as he was picking up his return that he had been to a number of stores looking for distilled water, and been to Walmart, HEB, I don't know where, a number of different stores, and couldn't find any distilled water. Well, I had some in back that Rebecca uses for the mop when she cleans my office, and so I went and got it. Was mostly full. I had just opened it up the weekend before, and so I gave him what distilled water I had. I just think we're going to make it in that regard. This country's not in the short run anyway going to run out of goods. I believe that God will provide for our basic needs through all of this. But when you go to the store, buy what you need. You know, if you're trying to stay away and you want to buy enough for a couple weeks, get enough for a couple weeks till you have to go back. But don't buy more than you need. And I think things will be okay in that regard. So now, there's things that I think are fears. There's things that I think, shouldn't be fears or concerns at this time. But I wanted to think about some things that we can be praying about as, maybe stuck at home, maybe not in our normal activities. But what can we pray for? I would pray for those who are sick, and not just in our own country, but what's going on in Europe, what's going on in Italy and Iran and some other parts of the world where people are being overrun with this. And so I would encourage you to pray for the sick. Last Sunday morning it was at 3,000. On Friday night it was over 15,000. I haven't looked at the numbers today. But do pray for what's going on in Italy and in other parts of the world, and as it begins to grow in New York and begins to grow in other places, keep the sick in your prayers. And not just coronavirus, but Patsy and others that are going through health problems. And actually that is one concern. If this thing, takes off and hospitals start to fill up with it, is everybody else going to be able to get the care that they need? And so let's pray for the sick. I would also say to pray for the healthcare workers. I remember a statement, and I'll try to apply this to the situation here in a minute, but a friend of mine said a number of years ago, he said, we were talking about surgery, and he minor surgery, and he said, that minor surgery is when it's happening to someone else, and major surgery is when it's happening to me or someone I love. And I thought there was a lot to that. I mean, obviously, open heart surgery is major surgery, but any surgery is a big deal if it's you or a family member and things like that. But back to the healthcare workers. I mean, it's easy to say this isn't a bad illness, but then the healthcare workers, if they start to deal with a number of patients and the patients start to grow and things like that, and if you find out that a loved one of yours has this illness, then you're going to be asking, well, what exactly is this new virus, and is it worse than the flu or something? And so, they're on the front lines, just like the military on the front lines during a war. The healthcare workers are on the front lines when the hospitals start to fill up. And I'm sure there will be some anxieties when they start to deal with those who are sick, and they don't want to take it home to their own families or their own children. And yet this is kind of their job and what they've signed up for, to help those who are sick. So pray for the healthcare workers as the number of cases start to grow, those who are on the front lines and trying to deal with those who are sick, and also dealing with other people who still need treatment as well. Pray for those in nursing homes and assisted living. And like I mentioned earlier, and I believe I mentioned last week, a lot of those places, they're basically on lockdown right now. They don't want any visitors coming in. Of course, you had that situation at that nursing home in Washington State where a lot of the early fatalities in our nation occurred. I think now there's more outside of there than there were in there but for a long time. Most of the fatalities in our nation were, basically this one nursing home. And so, you have a lot of nursing homes and a lot of assisted living places that are worried about that happening there. And so do pray for those who are in there, because they look forward to visitors. They need that love and support for others, and it's hard for their families not being able to see them. It's hard for them when they're not able to have visitors like they normally do. I had a one client this week who's, I didn't know this, but now living in assisted living, and I told him his return was finished, and he said, well, I ended up being able to send his forms electronically, but he said he couldn't come and sign and things because they don't want him leaving right now. And he said he's not old, but he lives around a lot of old people. Of course, he's up in his 70s and things, but he was joking. But It's just I feel for people in that situation. We think our situation is limited, but keep them in your prayers. I know that in situations like this, economics is not the most important thing, but I would pray for those people hit hardest by the economic side. People who are being laid off, even if it's only temporary, small businesses, I'm not talking about me, people still are going to have to do their tax returns even if they get an extra 3 months. But I'm talking about those businesses who are having to shut down, who are hit hardest by the shutdown, the people who, it's really, making it hard on them. They have no income coming in and things like that. I would pray for those people. In all, I think there's a lot of people that we should be praying for. I think if we look around at society at large and around us and think about those who are in worse situations than ourselves, there's a lot of people in our congregation that maybe are retired military or are retired or some teachers and things like that, and they still probably have their regular paychecks coming in, and then we haven't really been hit hard. If it's going to happen, it certainly hasn't happened yet as far as this disease affecting our community. But keep in mind those others who are being affected and those people whose lives are being turned upside down right now. Most of our lives will go back to normal soon enough. I don't know if we're talking about weeks or months, but we will be back together as a church again. But use this time to pray for those in worse situations than ourselves. And then, as always, pray for, if you're praying about our church, pray obviously for physical welfare, but pray about one another's spiritual growth. Maybe use this time if you're at home to think about other members in the church. Maybe it could even be some members you don't talk to a whole lot that you don't know that well. Whether it's a young person in our congregation, one of our upcoming graduates like Callie or Justin, or if it's someone you know is going through a tough time, think about someone that you're not getting to see this morning or not sitting across the church building from this morning. And pray for them, and you can pray for their physical welfare, but also for their spiritual welfare, the strength of their faith. Pray for them to grow in the love of Jesus Christ. Pray for them to have a realization of our Christian hope. Of course, our hope never was in this world, and that's not to say we're not concerned about the things going on in this world, and I don't think any of us wants coronavirus or wants loved ones to be affected by it or anything like that. But our home and our reward is laid up in heaven, and to have a realization of just how great that is. Anyway, keep praying, hold fast to your faith, and may God be with you all. Amen.